Now, could be punished by a fine of up to $1,000 and up to a year in jail. The minimum being, by the way, a 1 month in jail. Now, under 2 U.S.C. 194, which is a statute that follows very closely after this, if a witness refuses to answer questions or to appear as a witness, such as, for example, Lois Lerner, who was recently held in contempt by the court, then what happens is the House or the Senate certify to the relevant United States attorney that a witness has refused to answer or appear before a committee. Now, in the case of Congress and the House, the relevant U.S. attorney is the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, a man named Ronald Macon. And under the statute, his duty shall be to bring the matter before the grand jury for its action. Now, note that that statute doesn't say that the U.S. attorney may or may not bring that matter before a federal grand jury. It says that he shall. In other words, he has to do it. Unfortunately, the United States attorney for the District of Columbia has refused to follow the statute. For example, when the Attorney General, Eric Holder, was held in contempt of court, under this statute, he had a legal obligation to bring that contempt citation before a federal grand jury. He refused to do that. We don't know yet whether he's going to once again refuse to follow the law with regard to the Lerner contempt citation. But if he does refuse to do so, then it will not be a good sign for this committee. Because if there are any witnesses that refuse to answer questions or appear before it, and they refer this matter to the U.S. attorney, it'll be up to him to enforce it before a grand jury. And unfortunately, the lawlessness that has become prevalent in this Department of Justice, shown by the refusal of the U.S. attorney to comply with this federal statute, is a very serious concern, and one that, frankly, no matter what side of the political aisle you're on, you should be worried about.